Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the smallest state in the Union today, but do not let the size fool you. This state punches way above its weight class when it comes to national defense. We are going to Rhode Island, the Ocean State, to profile its senior senator, Jack Reed.
Jack Reed is one of those senators that every other senator seems to be a little bit afraid of. Not because he is mean. He's actually very polite, but because his resume is just intimidating. He is a West Point graduate. He was an Army Ranger. He was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne. And then, just for fun, he went to Harvard and got a law degree. He is basically the soldier scholar archetype come to life. He approaches legislation with the precision of a military operation.
And that background is why he has dominated the Senate Armed Services Committee for years. He has served as both the chairman and the ranking member. When Jack Reed walks into a hearing room, the Pentagon generals sit up a little straighter because they know he actually understands the logistics.
Exactly. And for Rhode Island, that committee assignment is everything. People forget that Rhode Island is the hub of the U.S. submarine fleet. At Quonset Point, General Dynamics Electric Boat employs thousands of people building the massive hull cylinders for the Virginia-class and Columbia-class nuclear submarines. These are the most complex machines humans have ever built. Jack Reed is the guy who ensures the funding is there every single year. He views those submarines not just as jobs for his constituents, but as the ultimate check against Chinese naval expansion. He plays the long game on sea power.
But he isn't just about submarines. He is also the architect of what they call the blue economy.
I love this term. It sounds like a generic buzzword, but in Rhode Island, it is real. The state has 400 miles of coastline. Reed has pushed millions of federal dollars into making Rhode Island the leader in offshore wind energy. They built the first commercial offshore wind farm in the U.S. off Block Island. Reed argues that the ocean isn't just for sailing and calamari, it's an energy source. He wants the mechanics who used to work on diesel engines to be the ones servicing wind turbines 20 miles offshore. It's a very smart way to transition a working-class economy into the green energy future without losing that gritty industrial identity.
We also have to talk about his vote on the Iraq War. It's a defining moment in his career.
It really is. In 2002, the pressure to vote for the war was overwhelming. Jack Reed was one of the few senators with actual combat arms experience, and he voted no. He argued that the strategy was flawed, that we didn't have a plan for the occupation, and that it would distract from the war in Afghanistan. He took a lot of heat for that at the time, but history proved him right. That vote gave him a level of credibility on foreign policy that almost no one else has. When he warns against a military intervention now, people listen.
He also has a softer side legislatively. He is huge on libraries.
Yes, he is the biggest champion of public libraries in the Senate. He grew up in a working-class family in Cranston, and he talks about how the library was his window to the world. He consistently fights for the Institute of Museum and Library Services funding. It's a nice contrast. The guy who authorizes billion-dollar nuclear submarines is also the guy making sure your local library has fast Wi-Fi.
He's the ranger who reads...
The quiet professional who carries a big legislative stick.
That is our profile for Rhode Island's senior senator. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.